The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Fan-voted viewer nickname, by the way. I am Carissa. Please say hello to Mr. Jason Kennedy.
Hey, Jason.
We also have our guest host, TV and radio personality, Chewy Martinez.
Chewy!
I'm very excited. I've got two men here today. Pregnant woman and two men. Can't beat that.
You're not one bearded guy? So yeah. Good party.
This is like a week right here. This is a week.
That's a week?
Yeah, can you tell?
I'm Mexican, so this is 1 hour. Right there.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
Both impressive, guys. We've got a big show to wrap up the year. Kristen Bell is talking F-bombs and middle fingers. How much do little kids need to know? Then Kelly Clarkson's sex confession. Is it TMI? And the shocking way Aniko learned about Kevin Hart's cheating. What's next for them? Plus, our fashion expert is here to tell us all the trends you need to know for 2020. And the looks, you know what? You could just pitch. You can throw them away.
Get them out of here.
All right, but let's start with the F word. Should we?
Yeah, I mean, it's your show.
It's my show. Let's start with it. Okay, how do you tell a kid it's not okay to say the F word? Well, you can ask Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. They've got this handled. Dax and his daughter were having a very candid discussion about the naughty middle finger her classmates used. And of course, Kristen could hardly keep a straight face. Watch.
He says this is
Yeah, that's right.
Says that every time at school.
He does.
Yes.
He's naughty.
And the teacher says, and he always says, you know what this word is? And the teacher says, that's a bad word. You should not tell anyone. He keeps telling me.
Yeah, it's not a nice word.
And he laughs at everything I do.
Yo, come on.
Good.
She loves it secretly.
She does. She does. I don't have kids yet. So how do you navigate as far as cursing at home, or if your baby just blurts out a word?
Well, the baby...
Has he said anything yet?
No, but he was a slow talker. He kind of started talking a little bit later than some of the other little kids. And so we're just now getting to the point where I'm probably going to have to start thinking about that. I definitely don't think about it in the moment when I stub my toe and it comes out and I'm really mad.
Right. What do you usually say?
The F word is usually my go-to. Yeah.
Wow.
And I feel like I have to say it, otherwise it won't feel better.
I know, is that funny?
Right.
It's just not going to heal if I don't curse about it.
Kind of numbs it. It brings it down.
It does, yeah.
Wrench on your neck. Like that doesn't work. That's you have, like... Sometimes you're going to say
on your dick.
Yeah.
Dad, stop cursing.
I think, you know, I was talking to my friends about this exact conversation because one of their daughters was like, day one of daycare, walked in and was like, UMF. And was like, and they were like, I don't know where she heard that word. I have no clue where that came from. Wow. So it happens. And then the daycare is like, she cannot talk like that at school because you're going to get us in trouble with all the other parents. So it's definitely something like, even if you think it's funny and it's cute and your kid does it at home and it's like, okay, don't do it, but also this is hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's like they can't say it at school. They're going to get in trouble. So you have to limit yourself a little bit.
Yeah, growing up, I had like a double whammy. There was English bad words, but also Spanish. So I picked up on both. And
what's
then,
the best Spanish bad word?
Oh, there's so many. There's so many. I can't say. Can I say it
I don't
here?
Think you can.
I don't
I
think
can't.
You can.
I want you to say it so bad.
I mean, I want
we'll
to.
We'll give him a bleep warning.
Who
Is the bleeper guy in? Because there's not a lot of people around.
He's in. Just don't say it too many times back to back.
Actually, I'm the bleeper guy. They told me I'm going to be doing that too because it's double duty because there's nobody here. So we're doing so many.
Thanks for taking one for the team today, man.
Thank you, brother. I got you. I got you.
But yeah, I guess you just, I think they handled it like every other parent does. It's like, yes, people say it. You probably will hear mommy and daddy say it, but you don't say it.
Yeah, it becomes a teachable moment for sure.
Yeah. It is what it is.
I saw my mom lose her cool at a Chuck E. Cheese once.
Yeah.
A lady took her parking space and it was lit.
Chuck E. Cheese always
And you
goes
remember
down
this? This was recently.
No, this
was. Your mom still takes it.
Hey, Mom, thank you for the pizza, Mom. No, I was like 8 years old, but I remember it vividly because I saw my mom like lose it. She took my parking space. I was just like all day, I was just kind of looking at my mom like, you're so dope.
Well, as a parent, that's probably a lot of pressure because, your son's probably going to remember
things.
So you got to be very careful. Right. I don't want to add more pressure.
No.
I don't have kids yet, but,
But as long as he looks at me and says, my mom's a badass, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kelly Clarkson is an open book, even when it comes to her sex life. Last week, she answered some burning questions on a digital exclusive from The Kelly Clarkson Show. Watch.
What is the last thing you do before you go to bed every night? Is there one thing? Oh, no. Did I know?
Well, Bryn, I was single for many years.
Oh, no.
So I have children.
Yes.
And how one makes children is generally what I do before bed. That's not a lie. That's real.
That is real.
Nice.
She went on to say, it's
go ahead, Kelly.
It's natural.
Woo! Love it.
I love it, too. do you guys like when celebrities are this open, or do you think it's TMI?
Absolutely. I think it humanizes them. I think it makes them that much more relatable. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love the headline, though. It was like, Kelly Clarkson tells everyone how often she has sex.
Yeah.
Like, it was every single day or twice a day.
Right.
She really didn't say that. She just says she does it before bedtime. And good for her for saying that.
That's
makes
typically
for
the time of day we do it.
Right.
Yeah, for some. I mean, I don't want to... My mom just said she's on the way back from TJ Maxx and she's watching the
she's
show.
Watching.
So right now I'm immediately clamming up because these are topics that it's way too early for this.
Hi,
right
Mom.
Now, well, it's noon on the East Coast.
It's noon. Okay. It's
okay. She knows. She knows you're working for a baby.
I like that Kelly's always like this though. Like, you've interviewed her. We've all interviewed. She's an open book when it comes to this kind of stuff. So
open book with everything.
Yes. With everything.
It's like you ask her, I love this about Kelly. Like, I love you, Kelly. I'm not like shading you at all. I'm saying, like, you ask her, like, so tell me about, your Christmas holidays. And she will.
Everything.
It goes off on, like, who knows what. But she even, makes fun of herself for that. But that is why we love her. And that's why she's doing such a great job on her show, because she's such an open book and she doesn't care.
She doesn't care.
And I think it's cool. Are you guys, I can tell, obviously, when your parents are around, it's different. You know what? Your parents are around, you don't talk about your sex life. But what about with your friends? Well, maybe for guys, it's a little cheesy. Girls do it. I don't know.
Girls do it?
Girls do it.
Really?
Not all girls, but my girls do sometimes.
I would say, my buddies and I, for sure. And then, oddly enough, my in-laws. My in-laws are an open book when it comes to this stuff. My parents, not so much, and
really?
I would love to keep it that way.
My mother was always open with me because she raised me on her own. So we had the birds and the bees talk. It was me and her. She's like, mijo, look, I'm too young to be a grandmother, so you better use condoms, okay, mijito? I'm like, all right. So, yeah, she was always open, and she continues to be that open. So what's up, Mom? Thank you for having those discussions and continuing to have those discussions with
me. See, he got over the Chuck E. Cheese thing, Mom.
Yeah.
He's learning.
I'm learning.
Right. Jason, I'm sorry. I got to go back to the in-law situation.
Yeah.
So, wait, you know more about your in-law sex life?
Well, they're marriage counselors. I kind of buried the lead there.
Yeah, I was like... That's an interesting situation.
Yeah, so they're talking to couples that are, going through things, going through real life things in their marriage.
Have they actually given you sex advice?
No, but they openly talk about sex.
They're like, how's that going?
Would you feel comfortable asking them for sex advice with their daughter?
I probably wouldn't go there, but they freely talk about it, so I'm sure... you know.
They wouldn't be weird about it. You would.
Yeah.
I'd be weird, too. I'd be like, so how long have you, okay, pass the stuffing. But how's your sex life?
Right.
Like, I don't, what, Mom?
It took me a while for sure, because I wasn't used to that, per se. And then, but, I mean, I've been married over 5 years now, so now it's just kind of typical dinner conversation.
Typical
I just got back from Dallas over Christmas, and there were definitely some things that were said.
Being married for 5 years, how do you keep it spicy, bro? How do you keep that fire going?
You know, a lot of Cholula. Oh, you're talking sex? I thought you were talking about, like, food.
Hey, bro, whatever you gotta add in there to make it hotter, do it.
I knew you were talking about it. I was trying to deflect.
Thank you, Jason. Damn, bro.
Cholula.
Getaways.
Yeah, girl, you ready for that? You ready?
I like that. Getaways. And I didn't know what
you
I was signing.
You guys are really good about that. You guys take little trips
little
together
staycations,
all the time.
That's, you know, just making time for yourself. I think that's really important, you know?
Yeah, that's
And that's cute. How you keep it spicy.
Oh, nice. Right. Yeah. Bring the
Don't
Cholula.
Take my advice.
New places are always more fun, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Having sex in new places.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. You wanted me to say it out loud.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. Well, your mama. Hey.
Hi, Mom.
Hopefully she hit traffic and didn't
make it back from the store.
Jason, I don't approve of the stuff you're talking about on the show.
Now.
All right. Well, I can tell you exactly where Charlize Theron will be 1 week from tonight. She's going to be on her couch watching The Bachelor. Charlize is so excited for the new season. She posted a picture and said, "Turbulence, I like." And The Bachelor himself commented, "Buckle up, Charlize." Charlize says she will never be on the show, but would you guys ever want a celebrity bachelor?
I think it'd make me watch. Because I think I've only seen one complete episode of The Bachelor.
Okay,
that's
so you're
it?
Not
in
you're not
years?
You're not Bachelor Nation.
I'm not Bachelor
that's okay,
Nation.
That's all right.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah, but if Charlize was on there, I think I'd really want to watch. Or a celebrity of that magnitude, or like A-list like that, that'd be great.
I don't want to speak on behalf of Bachelor Nation, but I will.
are you Bachelor Nation?
I love it.
Okay.
I got
wow.
Hooked. I got hooked. I've been hooked for many years, but I think that's why people like the show. It's not a celebrity. It's a normal person, and you can relate many times to the situations that they're in, even though there's nothing really relatable on that show in terms of, like, it's such a whirlwind. I mean, it's like a month, and you go do the coolest things, and you're flying in helicopters and planes and bungee jumping.
Right.
But I mean, it's more relatable when it's just, like, Pilot Pete from Agoura Hills, you know? I think that's...
Is he from Agoura Hills?
I think Westlake Village. Wow. Like, right, yeah.
How does
is it weird that I know that stuff?
No, bro.
I know a lot of stuff. This is going to be a very good season because everybody loved Pilot Pete.
Yeah.
And can you imagine? I think Charlize Theron's like at an outdoor mall there, and she's a hardcore fan, and she just had to stop get a picture with Pilot Pete's poster, which is great because there was a lot of celebrities who loved this
show. Has to feel. I mean, I think any of those bachelors have to feel.
It's gonna feel cool, right?
At times to realize how many celebrities are obsessed with this show. But also are judging them. Because, like, Charlize did not like Ari. Do you remember Ari?
Yeah, of course.
She was, like, open about it. She's like, "Nothing about this guy is interesting." And I was like, "Oh, ouch, Charlize just burned you."
And they turn into celebrities, too. I mean, Wells Adams, he's, you know, doing a lot of work for us now. And then they get this massive following, 2-3 million followers. And then, you know, then what happens, though? You go back to, I mean, Tyler Cameron. What is Tyler going to do now? Is he going to go back to being a general contractor in South Florida?
No, I don't think so.
Is that the guy that jumped over the fence?
That was Colton Underwood. Yeah. But right now...
Big Bachelor fan.
Yeah.
Big Bachelor fan.
Yo!
I know. Are you quizzing me?
No.
Bring it on.
Who's the guy that jumped over the fence?
Colton. Yeah. He's living in L.A.
He's still with Cassie.
Yeah, he's still with Cassie.
Yo, y'all are, I love it.
Yeah.
We'll
be here whatever you need.
But how intimidating would it be if it were a Charlize? You know, I don't know what I would do. I would freeze up.
There's been other celebrities. Remember Bret Michaels had one, Flavor Flav had one,
Rock
Tila Tequila.
Yes.
I mean, Travis Kelce had one.
Ray J had one.
It wouldn't be the same.
They're all a different spin on it because part of the attraction of that is seeing inside a celebrity's world. It's more like seeing how rich they are and seeing how they live so differently than us. It's a little bit more about that than it is their actual connection with the women. I find it more interesting, too, to not have a celebrity because I like, you know, you can actually relate. Like, oh, my mom does that, too, or my house looks like that. They're more normal, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not...
Contestants are going to be normal towards a celebrity. Like, no one's going to be trying to date Charlize
Theron. Celebrities
Theron
are more guarded,
and not
right?
Weird questions
celebrities
and
don't just give out information about themselves like a naive normal person who gets thrown into reality television will, you know? Okay, coming up, the truth about how Aniko found out about Kevin Hart's cheating. Could you give someone a second chance? That's next. Stay with us.
Is this real water? What do we got in here?
It's vodka.
It should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kevin was forced to come clean about cheating on his wife, who was pregnant, by the way.
You publicly humiliated me. I just kept saying, how the f*** did you let that happen?
Wow, that was a clip from the Netflix docuseries Kevin Hart, Don't F This Up. It is out now, and in it, Aniko reveals that she found out Kevin was cheating from an anonymous DM she got while she was pregnant. Fast forward 2 years, the two are still married. She says she believes in second chances. Break it down, guys. Would you take someone back? Do you believe in second chances?
It's a tough question because, you know, every relationship is different. So to interject our thoughts into someone's personal relationship is tough. I didn't realize I was going to talk about my in-laws so many times at this show. But I go back to their story because my wife's mom cheated on her husband. They got divorced. It was really tough. My wife and her sister were very young when that happened, and you know, there's still like lasting effects.
Did they know?
7 years, 7 years, the girls begged their parents to get back together. And finally it happened. They remarried, and they since, full story, full circle, have become marriage counselors, and now they've helped other couples get back together after infidelity and other things. So you may say, oh, that's like never happens, but I've heard many stories where that happens, and I think that's always really cool, especially when kids are involved. I would like to think that it's all about forgiveness and second chances, but then, you know, there's some dicey territory in there where it's habitual and it's clear that, you know, someone's not going to be faithful.
Well, there, another thing that Aniko said was that she's more like three strikes and you're out. So I guess technically then Aniko gives three chances. Do you have not really said
three? I get three chances?
I get one more.
I get two more?
I don't really have a hard, fast rule like that. I'm with you in the sense that every relationship's different. Every scenario is different. Every cheating scandal is different. You know, where it came about, how it came about, what happened after, what their behavior is after. Are they trying to make things better? Do they feel remorseful? Do they feel like they want out? Well, obviously, if they want out, then you got to let them out.
I think it would have been different if they were just dating. You know, they were just dating. She probably would have left them. You know, but again, they're married and they have children together. So that had, that adds a whole other level to it, whole other layer. I'm not married yet, so I wouldn't even I wouldn't even, don't check my DMs right now.
Does your woman have a hard, fast rule that you know of?
Have you talked about this?
With us, it's loyalty. Loyalty is number one. And once that trust is broken, it's going to be a wrap for either one of us. And I don't think I could take anybody back. If I don't trust you, I don't want you around me. I don't want you in my life.
It's hard to repair.
But what if they
want to
do everything they can to earn your trust back?
I don't know. If they bought me like a car or something. If, you know,
that's all it takes.
If it was like a sugar mama, like sugar mama status, like
Sorry,
I broke your trust. I broke your heart. Here is a Lexus with a bow wrapped on it. You're back.
A Lexus? What? Maserati? What are you? What are you? Range Rover?
Dang,
what? I look like a Lexus kind of guy to you? Wow, Jay.
I didn't mean to put you in that box.
Chewy drives the Lexus.
Okay, Maserati.
Don't hate on Lexuses. That's what I got.
Oh, that's what you
got.
Own
car.
Yeah.
That's why I said
So if you're any sugar mamas that are watching this, Range Rover, okay, or a Maserati, all
right? Just so you know.
It's got to really happen. You have to sadly be in that situation, though, for it to happen. And then you could go, all right, either we're going to make this work or this is unrepairable.
I think that's pretty cool of them to speak out about this, though. I mean, that's hard.
Yeah, that's hard.
Honestly, if my husband, you know, if I was in a situation like this and my husband publicly cheated on me and everyone knew about it, I don't know. I don't know if I'd ever get to the point where I feel like I could just openly talk about that. That's some serious healing has happened.
You can't just get over that.
I don't think.
No. And especially film it like that and put in documentary form and put it out there for everybody to watch. Like, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. That'd be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's read some thoughts from you guys on Twitter. So on Dating a Celeb Bachelor, Julianne says, absolutely not. Mm. Brennan says he would. He says, my dream has been for it to be Selena Gomez, just because I want her to find love. I mean, I want her too, but that's never going to happen. No, just, she's such a private person. She's just going to be like, are you kidding me?
Right. No.
And on swearing in front of your kids, Jennifer says, if the parents use it at home, the kids will use it.
You got that?
Yeah.
I'm working on it. What else are you supposed to say when you step your toe?
I told you, French onion soup.
French onion soup.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, up next, Zac Efron's medical scare. Why was he hospitalized? We have the inside story next.
And take notes.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Zac Efron wants everyone to know he is doing just fine.
Love
reports
it.
Surfaced that Zac allegedly contracted typhoid or another crazy bacterial infection while filming in Papua New Guinea. And, well, Zac cleared the air on Instagram saying he did get sick, but he's bounced back quickly. Oh, he looks so cute there.
Love it.
He's home now and enjoying
focus,
the
focus.
With his family and his friends. Jason, you saw the cutie. How is he?
He looks so cute in that picture.
He does look so cute.
Zac, you're so dreamy.
Zac almost died. He looks so cute.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I would switch teams for Zac. He's so hot.
He does. He's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
But you're right. I did. I saw him, I don't know, maybe 10 days ago. And we had dinner and
love
we
it.
Have mutual friends and I love Zac and he was telling me all about his show and it was a crazy experience. I don't want to give anything away, but he did later confirm on Instagram that he got sick. But the headlines were a little crazy because it said that there was like the Sunday Telegraph or something that he spent Christmas Eve in the hospital in Papua New Guinea. That's just not true.
That's
that was
what I saw that headline.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, my God, it's a wrap for my guy. What's going on with him?
He had finished the show already. He was back in L.A. So he's been back in L.A., I think, for like 10 days or so. And he was looking great, but he said the show, you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's wild. And he's actually going to do In the Room. He's going to be a guest.
Yay.
So we're going to talk
Yay.
All about that
nice.
Little plug there. Just
yeah,
to get
we can
in.
Clap for that. That's
awesome.
We can
clap. So he's, but he's doing okay. But it was a really serious situation. Because,
but he looks good.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that is all that matters.
Yeah. He looks that, good.
There he is.
Were you invited to that dinner? I
no.
wasn't invited to that.
Can you invite me next time? Yeah.
I didn't realize you and Zac.
You know, I didn't realize it either. It just kind of hit me right now. I don't know if it's the hormones, but like all of a sudden I'm like,
it's the baby. Zac. The baby's like, Zac.
Zac is hot.
Three strikes.
I'm good right now. I'm still at zero.
Is that what? Oh, that's probably the first one.
Yeah.
I don't think. Yeah, it's just that he's hot. That's what I meant.
Does your husband watch the show anymore?
Never.
He doesn't.
No, he used to in the beginning,
thing.
And then, you know.
Yeah. He just stopped.
It becomes normal.
He's like,
maybe
I'm
you
sick
start
of
watching.
Listening to what you
he's
talk
watching
about.
Right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Today he's watching, right?
Today.
Let's move on to this story because we all think this is funny. A British grandmother was happy to have her family over for Christmas, but the dinner came with a price. She charged each person almost $45 for their festive meal.
Yo.
So why did she do it? Well, she claims it would so she could have more money for presents.
Hey, all sense. Right, Grandma.
Grandma calls you, Chewy, I love you. Can't wait for you to come over. Come to Christmas, it'll only be $45 at my house. I'm making lasagna.
Yeah, no, in my house, this sounds like something my grandma would do. She would tax us. She would tax all the grandkids and be like, mijito, look, tamales aren't cheap. Tamales are expensive. So I'm gonna need $45 from each of the grandkids. I could see my grandma doing
which,
that.
So, would she say beforehand so you could at least prepare to have cash or maybe get your Apple Pay set up? Or would she, before she drops the plate, she goes, that'll be $45?
No, bro, she would tell us before.
She'd well, be like, that's what this grandma does. She says she gets the money before,
okay.
And anything that's left over goes towards more presents for the kids.
Okay.
So essentially, you may be buying your own gift, but nonetheless,
right.
Your money's going towards the food and the presents and the whole evening.
That is a steep meal. 45. She's making money on the family.
Well, it's why? Like, it's grandma. Leave her alone.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think, bring a dish. Have some people bring some dishes.
A potluck. Okay.
Yeah, a potluck situation.
Okay.
Everybody
everybody
contributes, and then you don't have to shell out $45.
Yeah.
Although I did, it kind of reminded me when I was younger, I used to do magic for the family, and I decided to charge I think it was $15 per person. Oh, and I vividly remember my cousin,
Kim. You were that
Kim.
Annoying cousin.
No,
yeah, but I was 14. I was trying
I
to make some
magic.
Cash.
I learned magic. Give me some money.
And
so
it was
I
like the worst trick. So I was like this. But I remember she's like, oh, I don't have it. And I was like, well, you know, we'll have to, well, no, I let her in.
what was your magician name? Did you just go by?
I kind of used myself, but my real name, and then I had like a special hat and stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah, but sometimes you got to make some cash.
He was the annoying cousin.
He was.
Like, oh, Jason's going to do more magic tricks.
Everybody,
just like,
everybody
oh,
come
God.
In the living room and watch.
I'm learning new things every day.
No, I think this is kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
Listen, grandma's still cooking, right? She's still making everybody's favorite things. She's still going to be putting in like a full day. She also, I guess, apparently goes to her work. Like Christmas is very important to her. She works at end of life center, like or something like that. So she likes to dress up like an elf or Mrs. Claus or something Love like that. That. Goes to work that day, comes back, cooks for the whole family, has so many presents. She says you can't even see the tree. I'm just like, you know what? If grandma loves it that much, throw her a few bucks so that she can afford to do this for you. Because this is something that like means more to her than it probably does to even anybody else. Like, it means to everybody everything, but like, if you take that away from her, if she can't afford to do it anymore, that's gonna break her heart more.
$20.
My grandma just, $20 tops for grandma? Yo.
What are we going to, Mastro's? Like, 45? What kind of sides are you getting? This
everything.
Is insane. There better
everything.
Be sushi there.
Everything.
Tired of this.
$20. Okay. $20 for grandma.
My grandma would just show up with like her wallet. All right, mijo, mira. And she just opened it. There's nothing in there.
Aww.
Oh, look.
The guilt trip.
The guilt.
Now you're giving 100 because
right.
you feel
like,
bad.
Yeah, grandma. Here.
All right, coming up, the Golden Globes are this Sunday, and the star power is next level. Who we think will walk away with a trophy next?
40.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hard to believe, but the Golden Globes are already this Sunday.
Wow.
I don't know how that happened, but time flies. And we have everything you need to know before the big day. So first up is 2020 Scarlett Johansson's year. So she's been acting for 25 years. She's been a huge A-list celebrity for so long, but she's never been nominated for an Oscar. She did get a Globes nom for her role in Marriage Story. So will she win big this year?
Tell me you guys have seen Marriage Story.
Not yet!
You have to see it because it will make you appreciate your relationship. If you're in a relationship, your marriage, whatever, so much more.
I saw it.
Yeah, it's
right. I cried, bro.
Yeah, me too, man.
I cried a couple times.
It's heavy, but it's also not like the whole time you're not like, it's just fascinating acting. You know, Adam Driver's so good. But Scarlett is phenomenal. She goes on these long diatribes and like like 5 or 6 minute scenes where she's just like talking and working through, you know, the pain of divorce and stuff. And I think it could easily be her. I also think it could be
Judy, right?
Yeah, Judy, Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
I mean, her portrayal of Judy Garland. I watched it last night. I mean, you're watching, you're like, what in the world? This is insane. So I think it's either going to be, I think it could be Renee, but it's going to be Renee or Scarlett.
Mm.
None of the others.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I'll be happy with either one.
What about supporting? I'm excited for J-Lo, you know?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we were talking this morning.
Yeah, I'm excited for her and her. This is her like, last time she was nominated was for Selena.
It's like 20 years.
That's
ago.
20 years, man. Yeah. And she's nominated for Hustlers, which is exciting.
Why'd you like Hustlers so much?
Explain that, Chewy.
Why did I like Hustlers so much?
What was it about
that
movie?
Women empowerment. no, it was, you know, I liked it just because, you know, it was a diverse cast. It was, you know, Constance Wu was the lead, J-Lo, you know, supporting actress. But, you know, every time J-Lo was on that screen, she kind of stole it, man. And Cardi was amazing.
Because Cardi wasn't on, she wasn't a
Cardi
big
had
part,
like
right?
three scenes.
But every scene Cardi was was on, she killed it. She destroyed it.
She said like three words.
That's all Cardi needs to do.
She's a commanding presence.
I'm not saying she's not, but I wouldn't be giving her like.
Well, she didn't get nominated. I mean,
she will be getting an MTV Movie Award.
Very, very quick scenes. And it was Cardi being Cardi. I mean, it was cute, but it wasn't.
Cardi, put it in your mouth. If you're watching this right now, do more movies. She was lit in that.
And
Tracy, too. Tracy was amazing, too.
Yeah. You're right. I think J-Lo did steal the screen, but I also expected her to, like, when I watched it, because we're all obsessed with Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. And so you're just excited to see her, and then you're just like, that body, what? Yeah, what, that body?
When she came on this, we screamed in the theater.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of dudes, but it was like, we all screamed. We're like, yeah! Let me calm down. Yeah, she was great.
Bunch of creeps,
Jay. Bunch of creeps. That was great.
Well, the other category I want to talk about is Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, and Jennifer Aniston. So they're all killing it on and off screen, and all three are nominated in the lead actress category for television, but they're also nominated for their producing work. So, question for you. Which do you think is more meaningful? To get the acting?
No. Such a diverse group.
It is. Anyway. Yeah, right?
Wow.
That's a whole other story.
Go ahead.
Which do you think is more meaningful, the acting nom or the producing nom? Or the win?
Wow, I don't know.
Probably producing. I mean, who knows, really? Because if they've been nominated multiple times for acting, I think producing is extra special because it's not something that they do a lot. But you're right. Jen is an EP. Reese is an EP on the morning show. And that's just another just wild show that you got to get into there. Because if you think how often and how long Reese and Jen have been doing this, all the roles over the years, I would argue that it's some of the best acting I've seen from them in the morning show. Mm-hmm.
And also for them to boss up and be EPs of their own projects, I think that says a lot, too. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're probably happy to win both, but I'm with you because they are both they're all three such celebrated actresses. They're so loved and adored for their acting ability and have been for so many years that... That's nice, but it'd be nice to be like, I'm also amazing at this, you know?
I'm a producer.
Also produce. Well, the Golden Globes air this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on NBC.
Ricky Gervais is back.
And here at E! We've got you covered all day at 4 p.m. Eastern. We're counting down to the red carpet. Then we're going to go live with Ryan and Juliana. And then after the Globes, be sure to tune into the E! After Party where Jason will be interviewing all the big winners of the night.
They'll all be buzzed. And they have their awards, so it's a win-win. Fun.
The question is, will you be buzzed, my friend?
Well, I have one drink and I'm gone. So.
Hey! Oh, you're one of those?
Come here. Congratulations.
Get over here.
You gotta get on their level.
Get over here.
Up next, you guys, the fashion rules for the new year. What you should keep, what you should toss, and what you need to buy for 2020. That's next.
Come here.
What's your drink? All right, as we're coming to the end of the year, it is time to declutter your closet. And style expert Brooke Jeffy is here to help.
Hi, Carissa.
Thank you for being here. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to explain to us what we need to toss, what we should keep, and what we should buy in the new year. So let's start with the things that we can get rid of.
Yes.
Donate them. Sell them at the garage sale. What?
So I don't want to be too harsh, but there are some things that we've seen a lot of. You know, we saw the biker short look sort of take over
everywhere.
Street style fashion in a big way. So let's just say this is one, maybe let's keep it at the gym.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people have tried to reinvent the biker short into something more than it really is. And I think we should just keep it in its lane.
So don't get rid of them. Just work out in them only. Don't go to Ralph's in them all the time.
Exactly. A little bit hard to pull off. And then we've got these sort of chunkier dad sneakers. You know, these have sort of taken over, but they're a little bit harder to pull off with all the other fun things that we've got coming for 2020.
Not
trying to make people sad. Just, you know, it's time to sort of think forward and think how to reinvent the wardrobe.
Okay, what about the neon?
So, actually, do love bright color for this season. Not mad at it.
Okay.
Just really feel that these more casual-based looks are more appropriate for off-duty. And I think people have just tried to make more of it. And you're going to see a really polished refinement as we go into 2020 that I think is exciting.
Polished refinement.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, we're going to step up our game this year.
Some of the looks.
Okay.
Some of the looks.
So what can we keep and then transition into the next decade?
So I'm so excited because knitwear is having a total renaissance. We've seen cardigans as kind of the new must-have style of the season. in a beautiful array of colors. I love that this one kind of has that more artisanal grandma knit it for you feel. It's a little bit more boxy and cropped. And what's great about that is we all invested in a high rise jean.
Yes.
You know, in 2020, the mom jeans, a little bit more high rise. You can keep those.
Yeah.
And that's what looks great with something of this silhouette. And then I want to point out her awesome footwear because these are what we call barely there sandals. Mm. And it's really taking inspiration from runways like The Row, the Olsen twins.
Yeah.
Kind of that minimalist chic shoe that I say works back to everything that you're going to see going forward.
Oh, I have to ask you, because you guys who watch the show know I wear them all the time, the clear.
Oh, yeah. Well,
what are you thinking?
I'm still
okay.
So I'm still loving it because I think the clear was kind of our first wink at that, you know, barely their shoe, mm-hmm. really exposing the foot. It's a great way to actually have a strap and hold your foot in. But I love these shoes. These are from
cute.
Lulu's. They're great. And the sweater's from ASOS for $37. So you kind of can't go wrong.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one. Okay. Now let's talk about the must-haves. What's coming in 2020?
Okay. So if you've been watching celebrities right now on all these press tours, whether it's Greta Gerwig doing, you know, Little Women, or Kate McKinnon doing her press tour, it's about monochromatic head-to-toe suiting and just the idea of wearing a color with conviction from head-to-toe. It could be beige.
Yeah.
This whole suit's from H&M. The jacket and pants are $34.99. The top is $14.99. And it's just the easiest way to figure out how to match.
Yep.
And it looks polished.
Yeah, and it's a sexy look that you can break apart and use all those pieces in different outfits. So it's, you're not, this is the best look with it. When you have it all monochromatic, but you know, you can get more wears out of it than just that.
Even Timothy Chalamet was rocking that fuchsia head-to-toe suit. I'm totally inspired by him, by the way. Love the necklace too. We're gonna see more delicate personal pieces as we go forward. People really layering, whether it's their ear candy, their necklaces. And then the white shoe, still totally relevant. These are from Aerosoles, $160. So whether it's a white pump, a white booty, don't be afraid to break up color with white.
I love it. Okay, and what other trends do you see as major standouts?
Okay, so really taking a lot of inspiration from different things here, but these feminine dresses back to harder edge details. So the polka dot is one of spring's loves. We saw it walk a lot of runway shows like Carolina Herrera. Really see this being important. But then back to a vegan leather jacket from Topshop, just under $100 at $95. Vegan leather is the new leather out there, and everyone should invest in it where they can. But it's this combat boot that has got us talking. This is Steve Madden. It's $89. You know, we're seeing this look right now start to take over. It's really about pairing it back to that more femmy dress and then adding exclamation points like a top knot headband, a barrette, and feminizing it.
Very cute. I love it. Let's see all the ladies. You guys all look great. Looks so good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's so much fun.
If you guys want more styling tips, you can check out our Instagram at Brooke Jeffy Style. All right, up next is Joe Giudice trying to win Teresa back, his surprising move over the holidays. What's next? You guys look good. I want this pink or purple sweater. I want this.
I'm taking over. No, you're gonna like this.
Share something.
Hold on. Right before we come on, can I see something off the top about you? I was like, no.
She's
cannot.
What?
I'm not the host. You're the host. But let me just say this. Misty tweeted, Misty00. Not relevant, but Carissa looks stunning this morning. Pregnancy looks amazing on you, girl.
Thank you. Misty must know I wasn't feeling it today. Somebody ate a lot during the holidays and feels like their baby grew twice in size in 2 weeks.
You have a human being growing inside of you, and I'm complaining about traffic this morning.
It's a thing. You have the right to complain
Moms
about
are the
whatever.
Best. You guys deserve an award every day.
I grew during the holidays too, so we're both on the same.
Congratulations,
thank
man.
You. He just kicked. Go. You feel that, Jason?
Oh, I did.
Was that a tricky egg, tamale? Oh, my God. Yeah, it's been day. Thank you. That's really sweet of you, Misty.
Thank you, Misty.
Joe Giudice has been sharing a ton of throwback pics on Instagram. His captions talk about self-reflection, missing the good old days, acceptance, and promising his girls his very best self in 2020.
Wow.
So a lot of the photos include his ex, of course, Teresa. Do you think he's just kind of going through the holidays, having a sentimental moment, or is he trying to win her back?
He's in Italy right now, correct?
Right.
So he's missing his family and missing his baby girls, man. He's probably just, I'd be losing it, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
if I was separated like that from my family during the holidays, I don't know what I would do. So I just think this is his medication. This is it. This is his way of coping with everything that's going on right now.
Yeah, it doesn't erase all the good times they've had. And I realize they've had such a contentious relationship over the years.
Yeah.
So maybe it might not be the best to get back in their scenario. Mm-hmm. But yeah, especially around the holidays, you become nostalgic and you start thinking about the fun times you had. So I think that's what that is. You know, it's a bummer to see.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, they're an unpredictable couple. I mean, I really felt like whenever they did the Watch What Happens Live interview with Andy Cohen, that the relationship was over. I mean, it felt like there was zero connection or even communication between them at that stage. But the holidays do kind of change people, you know? They make you kind of forget about the bull crap, right? Because you just think, oh, it's the holidays, we should be together. And if you're you're across the world.
You become more forgiving, maybe.
Yeah, maybe more forgiving. You're ready to put that stuff aside because you just miss your babies and what the family you had. So I think it was also just a sentimental thing, but hell, with those two, I would be shocked if anything happened.
Never know what's going to happen with those two.
Like, oh, we're going to renew our vows next week.
It's good TV.
Yeah.
All right, well, Time Magazine has released their top 100 photos of 2019. Are you ready to go down
memory lane?
We're going
to go through all 100?
Am I in there?
Pull up a seat.
Yeah, man, you are.
I'm going to give some of our favorites here, okay? Our pop culture moments, including Nancy Pelosi's clap, Heard Around the World. Y'all remember that one?
Do you guys talk politics on Daily Pop?
No, actually, we don't.
Nancy's like, she's like that, bro. She's like,
What was your reaction when the Democrats, I'm kidding.
Yikes.
Megan Rapinoe's iconic pose at the World Cup.
Yes.
That was cool, because the whole world, I mean, everybody got behind this moment and the team and the country came together and it felt like everybody was one. You know, it was really cool.
That feels like a long time ago already, though, right?
It does.
And then what about Coco Gauff's post-match celebration? Ooh. She was like so shocked. Did I really just win? Oh my God.
You did.
Did I really just win?
That was so special, too.
Look at that.
Good one.
What a
good
picture.
Good memories. All right, guys, we'll be right back with more Daily Pop after this. Stay with us.
That was only three. I thought we were going
to do that. All right, welcome back. Let's talk New Year's resolutions because we're already there.
Let's.
Do you guys make them?
Absolutely. I want to be healthier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to go to the gym more.
Yeah.
Somebody giggled over there. Yeah. I know.
No, he was in agreement. No, he was like, me too.
I want to go to the gym more. I want to go to the gym more.
Here.
I want to travel more, you know, all that stuff. You know, I want to see my family more. You know,
yeah.
Work less.
I think I make the same thing every year.
Right.
And then
work
do you
out
accomplish
more,
it?
Be healthier, save more money.
It is funny, though, if you go to the gym in January, like January 1st, there's no treadmills available.
Nothing.
There's nothing.
February? There's at least 25 open.
Yeah.
It's
kind of hilarious.
Yes.
It is.
But start now, man. Like, start now. Let's go now. Let's try to get better now. That's my whole thing.
Do you have a training regimen, brother? Because you kind of like.
I do.
Don't flex.
I was told.
I just flexed right now. Don't do that.
This is
he said,
I don't have time to get into my routine. What were you saying?
Is this a medium? That's a medium?
Medium.
Look good, though.
Has there ever been a time that you can.
Gap kids.
It fits nicely. Has there ever been a time where you said, you know what, this year I'm going to do something very specific, not just be healthier, but like I remember one year I said, I am learning how to play guitar because it was always a dream.
I've never even heard you play guitar. Bring it up or see you play. How's that going?
I've never learned how to play.
That's kind of random.
Bing.
But I wanted to learn a new skill and get a new hobby, but then my fingers hurt after a couple of days and I stopped.
Okay.
But anyways, I was hoping you guys had an example where you actually followed through.
More philanthropy, more giving back. I think with like the platforms that we've been provided, we can bring awareness to so many things.
Yeah.
So I love giving back, and I just, especially to communities that I grew up in, like East LA and South Central and all that, being able to go back and tell my story and show success, because it's important for other brown kids to see brown success.
Yeah.
So to be in those neighborhoods and telling my story and giving back is the most beautiful thing and of something I want to do more of in the new year.
Good on you, brother. Mine is very simple. It's just like less cell phone usage. And every time the screen time pops up, like the daily screen time, okay. It's like 4 hours and 57 minutes. And my wife's like, this has got to stop.
So what's your goal?
I want to be in the twos, two and a half.
Two and a half.
And you were saying quickly, you were just saying you wake up and don't spend 45 minutes on your phone.
Yeah.
That's great.
I wake up, don't even look at it.
I like it. Yeah. I'm going to do more of that.
Do more.
Hey,
that
was we had fun today.
Yes, we did. Can I come back?
Yes, please.
Thank
do.
You.
Can I come back?
Flex for me again, Jay. Flex for me. Flex
bye, bye. We'll see you Thursday. Have a happy new year. We love you.
Triceps.
Chewy and Jason.
Hey.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.